Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch. Your host, Diane Lenning, has been an educator for over 30 years, teaching in public high schools and the California Youth Authority, teaching many subjects such as history, English, math, science, music, and driver education. Have you ever wanted to learn English or other languages? On our show, we read books in English and several other languages such as Spanish, Thai, Laos, Chinese, Swahili, Vietnamese, Arabic, and Urdu. We hope to add other languages as well. We use various methods for you to hear and practice English and other languages through prayer, music, meditation, following along in reading, listening, and speaking. You can listen to our archive show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience. You can listen on Facebook or on the Internet through your computer. To find our show, type at the top of your computer, http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Once you locate the page, scroll down and click to start a show of your choice. Radio shows are posted after each recording to Facebook at www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane shares the microphones with co-host Nancy, John, Kui, Esther, John Paul, and others who interpret English for listeners around the world. Please enjoy the rest of the song and we will begin. We hope you will enjoy the show. Lenning Escuela, bienvenido a Merar. Su anfitrión, Diane Lenning, ha sido un educador por más de 30 años. La enseñanza en las escuelas secundarias públicas y la California. Dirección de la Juventud. La enseñanza muchos temas como la historia, inglés, matemáticas, ciencias, música y educación de los conductores. ¿Has querido aprender inglés o en otros idiomas? En nuestro programa, leer libros en inglés y en varios otros idiomas, como el español, tailandés, laos, china, swahili, vietnamita, árabe y urdu. Esperamos agregar otros idiomas. Utilizamos diversos métodos para que pueda escuchar y practicar en inglés y otros idiomas a través de la oración, la música, la meditación, después de leer, escuchar y hablar. Usted puede escuchar a nuestra audiencia, 24 horas al día. 7 días a la semana a su conveniencia. Se puede escuchar en la cara libro o en internet a través de tu ordenador. Para encontrar nuestro show, escribe en la parte superior de su equipo http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Una vez que encuentre la página, desplácese hacia abajo y haga clic en iniciar un programa de su elección. Programas de radio se publican después de cada grabación en Facebook en www.facebook.com/Diane-Lenning. Diane comparte el Microfono con co-anfitriones Nancy, John, we, Esther, Juan Pablo y otros, quienes interpretan en inglés para los oyentes y en todo el mundo. Por favor, disfrute del resto de la canción. A continuación, vamos a comenzar. Esperamos que disfrute del espectáculo. Welcome to Lining School Watch. This is Diane Lining, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. It is such a joy to be with you. Wherever you are listening from, it's so great we can connect through Blog Talk Radio. You can email me at diane@lining.com. Please enjoy the show. Bienvenido a Escuela Lining Mirar. Este es Diane Lining, el host que le llegan en directo desde los Estados Unidos de América. Es una alegría estar con ustedes, donde quiera que escucha, en tan grande que podemos conectar mediante Blog Talk Radio. Puede enviar un mensaje de correo electrónico a mí, diane@lining.com. Por favor, disfrute del espectáculo. Enjoy the show. Hi, this is Diane, my friends and God's family. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. Tonight's show is special. We're hoping and praying we'll have our first night in English and Arabic, as well as English and Swahili. Arabic, we're praying that Esther can connect. And for Swahili, our friend John from Africa calls in as well. Let's open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to share the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and to read from the Scriptures for those especially who might not have Scripture available to them, or perhaps they don't know how to read. Lord, we hope and pray that you would bless each one and honor each one in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I see our friend John has called in, and I'm thinking we're on Matthew 5, but please tell us in English. Oh, I lost his connection. So what we'll do is we'll play a short song, Awesome God, Let's Worship, and perhaps he'll call right back during this song. So please, everyone, worship with Awesome God. We'll be right back, so stay with me. Yes, our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. The international word of praise. Say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to begin in English tonight in chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. And when John calls in, he'll read Matthew 5, I hope. I think that's where we are. He will read in Swahili. If not, he'll correct us. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These next verses I'm going to be reading are called the Beatitudes. So these are what I learned when I was about 10 years old. I learned how to say these by heart without reading it. Verse 4, Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Well, I see John has called in. I have just finished reading Matthew 5 through verses 12. So we'll say hello to John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Or is it Hi, John. I just read in chapter 5 of Matthew. Is that the correct chapter?
Which verse?
You can say chapter 5 in Matthew, correct?
Yeah, read chapter 6.
Oh, you're going to read 6? Okay. Well, open in prayer, and I can read chapter 6 after you in English. So go ahead and say hello to everybody and begin.
Well, just in case Esther calls in, you can cut me off when she speaks, then I'll call in. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Let's read. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Asante Baba, asante Mungu Mkuu. Asante Mungu Liye, Mwaminifu. Ndiye mtupu wakati huu mwema, kurudia neno lako. Ndiye Mungu Mkubwa, mwenye amani tele. Afu Mungu Mkuu umetulinda, tufanyie mema na yaliyo makuu. Mungu tukuomba utuongoze na njia yetu ya Kenya, kubariki Afrika, akututendee yaliyo mema. Kwa jina la Yesu, tunaomba na kuamini. Ndiye Mungu Mkuu na ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Kwa jina la Yesu, tunaomba hayo. Amen. Na tusome, ni read. Akapanda chomboni, akavuka, akafika mjini kwao. Na tazama wakamletea mtu mwenye.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yesu.
Go ahead.
Alipoiona imani yao, alimwambia yule mwenye kupoza, jipe moyo mkuu, mwanangu, umesamehewa dhambi zako. Tazama baadhi ya waandishi wakasema nafsini mwao, huyu ana kufuru. Na Yesu anakijua mawazo yao akasema, Mbona mnawaza maovu mioyoni mwenu? Kwa maana rahisi ni lipi? Ni kusema umesamehewa dhambi zako au ni kusema ondoka uende? Lakini upate kujua kwamba mwana wa damu anaye umri amri duniani ya kusamehe dhambi, kamwambia yule mwenye kupoza, ondoka ujitweke kitanda chako tumeni nyumbani kwako. Akaondoka akaenda zake nyumbani kwako. Wakutano walipomwona walishikwa na hofu, wakamtukuza Mungu aliyewapa watu amri na namna hii. Amri na namna hii. Na Yesu alipokuwa akipita huko, aliona mtu ameketi forodhani aitwaye Mathayo, akamwambia nifuate. Akaondoka akamfuata. Ikawa alipoketi nyumbani ale chakula, tazama kuzo ushuru nyingi na wenye dhambi walikuja kuketi pamoja na Yesu na wanafunzi wake. Mafarisayo walipoona, waliwaambia wanafunzi wake, mbona mwalimu huyu anakula pamoja na watoza ushuru wenye dhambi? Naye aliposikia aliwaambia, wenye afya hawahitaji tabibu bali walio wawezi, lakini nendeni ukajifunze maana yake maneno haya, utaka rehema. Wala si sadaka, kwa maana si kuja kuwaita wenye haki bali wenye dhambi. Wakati ule wanafunzi wake Yohana wakamwambia wakasema, kwa nini sisi na Marisayo twafunga bali wanafunzi wako wafunga? Yesu akawaambia, walioalikwa harusini wawezaje kuomboleza muda bwana harusi akiwepo pamoja nao? Lakini siku zitakuja watakapoondolewa bwana harusi, ndipo watakapofunga. Hakuna mtu aitiaye kuraka cha nguo mpya katika vazi kuukuu, maana kile kilichotiwa kuondoa kipande cha lile vazi, na pale alipotatuka huziki. Wala watu hawatii divai mpya katika viriba vikuukuu, na kama wakitia vile viriba hupasuka, divai ikamwagika na viriba vikaharibika. Bado vikiwa divai mpya katika viriba vipya vikafaidika vikahifadhika vyote. Verse 18. Alipokuwa akimwambia hayo, tazama akaja jumbe mmoja akashuhudia akisema, binti yangu sasa hivi amekufa, lakini njoo uweke mkono wake juu yake naye ataishi. I'm reading verse 9, Mathayo.
That's fine, good.
Akaondoka Yesu akamfuata pamoja na wanafunzi wake. Natazama mwanamke aliyekuwa na ugonjwa kutoka damu muda wa miaka 12 alikuja kwa nyuma akamkunja upindo wa vazi lake, kwa maana alisema moyoni mwake, kikunja tu upindo wa vazi lake itapona. Yesu akageuka akamwona akamwambia, jipe moyo, jipe moyo mkuu binti yangu, imani yako imekupona. Yule mwanamke akapona tangu saa ile. Yesu alipofika nyumbani kwa yule mjumbe, aliona wapiga filimu na makutano wakifanya maombolezo, akawaambia, ondokeni, kwa maana kijana hakufa, amelala tu. Akamcheka sana. Lakini makutano walipoondoka, alipoondoka, aliingia akamshika mkono yule kijana akasema, zikaenea habari hizi katika nchi ile yote. Yesu alipokuwa akipita kutoka huko, vipofu wawili wakamfuata, kufanya sauti akisema, "Rehemu mwana wa Daudi." Alipofika nyumbani, wale mpofu walimwendea Yesu kwamba, "Naamini kwamba naweza kufanya hili." Akamwambia, "Naam Bwana." Ndipo alipoguza macho akasema, "Kwa kadiri ya imani yenu mpato." Macho yao yakafumbuka, naye Yesu akawaagiza nguvu akisema, "Angalieni hata mtu mmoja asijue." Lakini wakatoka wakaeneza habari yake katika nchi ile. Hata hao walipokuwa wakitoka, tazama, walimleta mtu bubu mwenye pepo. Na pepo alipotolewa yule bubu aliona, makutano wakastajabu wakasema, "Hajaonekana hivi katika Israeli wakati wote." Kuna makaisari, mafarisayo wakasema, "Nguvu za mkuu wa pepo, kwa nguvu za mkuu wa pepo atoke." Yesu alikuwa akizunguka katika mji yote na vijiji, akifundisha katika masinagogi yao, akihubiri habari njema ya ufalme na kuponya magonjwa yote na udhaifu wa kila mtu. Walipoona makutano, aliwahurumia kwa sababu walikuwa wamechoka na kutawanyika kama kondoo wasio na mchungaji. Ndipo alipoambia wanafunzi wake, "Mavuno mavuno mengi, lakini watendakazi ni wachache. Basi mwombeni Bwana wa mavuno apeleke watendakazi wake." I will read
praise
verse
the Lord.
10. I will start verse 10. Verse 10. Akawaita wanafunzi wake kumi na wawili, akawapa amri juu ya pepo wachafu, watoe na kuponza magonjwa yote na udhaifu fulani. Na majina ya hao mitume kumi na wawili ni hao: wa kwanza ni Simon aliyeitwa Petro, na Andrea nduguye Yakobo na Zebedayo, na Yohana nduguye Filipo, Bartolomayo, Tomaso na Mathayo mtoza ushuru, Yakobo Alfayo na Tadayo, Simoni Mkananayo na Yuda Iskarioti, naye ndiye mwenye msaliti. Hao vinasara Yesu aliwatuma, akawaagiza akisema, katika njia ya mataifa, usiende katika mji wowote wa Samaria, usiingie. Afadhali shikeni njia kuendea kondoo waliopotea wa nyumba ya Israeli. Na katika kuenenda kwenye upirini mkisema, falme ya mbinguni makaribia. Pozeni wagonjwa, ufueni wafu, takaseni wenye ukoma, toeni pepo, mpata bure, toeni bure. Msichukue dhahabu wala fedha wala mapesa mishipini mwenu, wala mkoba wa safari, wala kanzu mbili, wala viatu, wala fundi, maana mtendakazi sahili posho lake. Na mji wowote au kijiji chochote mtakachoingia, tafuteni nani humo aliye mtu mwaminifu pale kwake hata mtakapotoka. Nani mkiingia katika nyumba, isalimuni. Na nyumba ile ikastahili amani yenu na ifikirie. I want to sing a song.
Okay.
Then I'll continue. Tawala maisha yangu, Yesu tawala, tawala. Tawala maisha yangu, Yesu tawala, Yesu tawala. Tawala fikira yangu,
The song is about God. Be with us in our reading. God, be with us in our teaching. God, be with us in our country. God, be with us in our day-to-day life. God, be with us in everything we do. God be the helper of our time to talk the truth. That is about the song. Let me continue from verse 13.
Did you get opportunity to say the salvation prayer? Be sure to take time when you're done to give the salvation prayer, okay?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Namumba ile kasei amani yenu haifikiri na kwamba haifaili amani yenu na iorogeni. Na mtu asipo wakaribisha wala kuyasikiza maneno yenu mtokapo katika nyumba ile. Au mji ule, kuteni mavumbi ya miguuni mwenu. Amin. Na amia, itakuwa rahisi nchi ya Sodoma na Gomora kustahimili adhabu ya siku ya hukumu kuliko mji ule. Angalieni, tuma kama kondoo kati ya mbwa mwitu. Basi iweni na busara kama nyoka. Kwa watu wa pole kama huwa. Hadharini na wanadamu, kwa maana watawapeleka barazani na katika masinagogi yao watawapiga. Nanyi mtachukulia mbele ya maliwali na wafalme kwa ajili yao, kwa ushuhuda kwao na kwa mataifa. Lakini hapo watakapo otoleka, msifikiri hivyo mtakavyosema, maana mtapewa saa hivyo mtakayosema. Kwa kuwa si mimi semao, bali ni Roho wa Baba yenu asemaye ndani yenu. Na ndugu atamsaliti ndugu hivyo wao, na baba atamsaliti mwana, na mwana atawaikia wakazi wao na kuwafisha. Kwani mtakuwa mkichukiwa na watu wote kwa ajili ya jina langu. Lakini mwenye kuvumilia hata mwisho ndiye atakaye opoka. Ni watakapo wafukuza katika mji huu, kimbilieni mwingine. Kwa maana ni kweli nawaambia, hamtaimaliza miji ya Israeli hata japo mwana wa Adamu. Let's pray. Prayers and salvation prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God be a mighty Lord. Wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Hakuna Mungu mwingine ila wewe. Baba, tuaje mbele zako asubuhi ya leo. Tuhurumie Baba, utuepushe na dhambi. Umariki nchi yetu ya Kenya. Umariki hata Amerika. Nice, mamie, so
hallelujah.
Mwanafunzi hampiti mwalimu wake, wala mtumwa hampiti bwana wake. Mtoshe mwanafunzi kuwa kama mwalimu wake, na mtumwa kuwa kama bwana wake. Ikiwa mamecha mwenye nyumba elize uli, je, si zaidi wale walio nyumbani mwake? Asimsiogope, kwa maana hakuna neno lililofirika ambalo halitafufuliwa, wala lililofichwa ambalo halitajulikana. Nawaambiano ninyi katika giza, nisemeni katika nuru. Na msikialo kwa siri, nihubirini juu ya nyumba. Amen. Wonderful God.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty Lord. Your mighty Lord. Thank you. God, you are wonderful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us, O Lord. Bless our teachings in Jesus, we pray. Tunaabudu kai. Tubariki Mungu ndiye mkuu. Tuonekanie njia ya haki. Ibariki wanaokusimamia. Ana wewe ndiye Mungu mwaminifu. Katika jina la Yesu, tunaomba na kuamini. Amina. Amen. Wonderful Lord. Mighty Lord. Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord. So that was very good. Thank you so much, John. And do you happen to know if Esther speaks English?
Yeah, she speaks English.
Oh, good. So when she calls in, I can say greetings in English. We're looking forward to her calling in. We're very excited about that.
Our country is having a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue praying for her. She's very willing.
I will. We will. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you? Why don't you say your salutations? That means your ending remarks, and then we'll say goodnight and listen to a little music and await Esther calling in. So say your closing remarks.
In Israel.
unless you'd like me to say some closing remarks in English, to pray. You want me to pray?
Yeah, let me pray in Swahili.
Okay.
Asante Mungu kwa kutuwezesha kufanya hii show baba ya kusoma neno lako. Biblia ni neno lako takatifu. Maana wewe ni Mungu uliyejuu. Jina lako litukuzwe milele na milele. Ufalme wako uje duniani kama mbinguni. Onyesha njia iliyo haki na njia ya haki. Tujaze nguvu za kunena jina lako. Katika jina la Yesu naomba na kuamini. Amina. Thank you. Amen. Amen, God.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll just say a prayer in English for a minute. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for our friends in Kenya and other places who speak Swahili. We just pray, Lord, that you would bless each one, that you would woo those who are not saved unto you by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that they would hear and be open to the Word of God and come to know you as their Savior. And we pray, Lord, for peace and safety in countries around the world where people are being attacked for being Christians, Lord. We know, and we have read in the Scripture, where those who are persecuted in my name will reap great rewards. We just read that tonight. And we know that that will come true and that they will be blessed for the persecutions that many have and are going through. But we pray, Lord, that you will give them the power and the anointing to follow their plan for their lives as you have designed for them. And we thank you so much, Lord, for John, who continues to call in with great dedication for speaking the language for the people in his country. We pray that you would bless and anoint John every day and that you would help him to grow stronger in the Lord each day and reveal unto him the plan that you have for him as he is ready to step into it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, John. We look forward to you calling again next time. I'm going to schedule it in 2 weeks. For everyone who's listening on Friday night again.
Thank you.
What?
I was requesting
all right.
You do it every Saturday.
I can't do it every week. Sometimes I'll be gone doing other things. So I'll just have to schedule it when I'm available. And August, I will be on vacation, but I might be able to do it earlier. Like the first or second week in August for listeners. But I'll let John know and I'll post it. It'll be posted on our Facebook page at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. You can go into the computer and see the upcoming shows. And you can always look them up when they're archived. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, John. But the rest of you stay with us. Our show will continue. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
God bless
bye-bye.
You.
Talk to you later. Okay, my friends, let's listen to Be Still My Soul with the Imperials. And we'll be right back after that. And I will continue reading in chapter 6 where John was reading. But before we do, I want to finish the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, chapter 12. It says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." I think what that means is we need to stay spirit-filled and prayed up in order to be the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither can men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever there shall for break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So it would be good to teach the commandments of the Lord. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whomever shalt kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say of his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Now here I believe that's symbolically speaking. I don't believe God wants us to really pluck our eye out. He's just saying it would be better to do that than to succumb to the follies of your lust. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Here again, it's symbolically speaking, in metaphors. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Again ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. In other words, if you pledge to be married, then you need to perform those pledges. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, like in the Old Testament. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whomsoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn him the other also. The Lord God is giving us here some new ways to deal with life's events and life's happenings under the new covenant of the New Testament. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless and pray for them that curse you, or persecute you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send the rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love him which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans go? So Gentiles the same. But ye therefore shall be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Wow. Think on those words, mighty words from the Scripture. Praise the name of the Holy Spirit and the Lord God. Well, we're going to, as I said earlier, listen to Be Still My Soul by the Imperials. Let's worship together, and we'll be right back. Please stay with me. Be still my soul. Praise the name of
surrounded by the cares of life. Situations rise, they press against my soul. Desperate thoughts have blocked me in. Feels like I may lose control. A voice from somewhere inside me brings comfort, fills my heart with courage, and lets me know that everything will be all right.
I hear him say,
still my soul, know that he is God.
He is God.
And quietly,
Lord,
be still my soul.
praise the name of the Lord. If you would like to join God's family and receive the Lord Jesus into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, you can do that now. And if you can say it out loud, that's great. But if you're in a place where you can't speak out loud, God knows your heart, and you could just pray it in your head along with me. But before we do, I'd like to read a couple of verses so you know what it is to be born again in the Spirit. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," and that means you, "that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." In John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again in order the kingdom to enter into the kingdom of heaven." So it's a choice, and God allows you to make that choice. And if you'd like to pray that prayer with me, let's bow our heads, and I like to fold my hands together. Just pray with me now. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and am separated from you, but I want to join God's family. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I now accept Lord Jesus into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And as a new Christian with Jesus, I will turn from my way and go your way. I will step out of darkness and step into the light, walking with Jesus and the others in God's family. Thank you so much, Lord, for this precious gift. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will give me understanding, comfort, and friendship until that time when we all meet together. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Do you know that the angels in heaven sing every time someone gives their heart to the Lord? Let's just imagine that the angels are singing now as we listen to the Imperials sing, "I'm Forgiven," and stay with me. We'll be right back. "I'm Forgiven" with the Imperials. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Going to bring her in just a minute. Hang on there, Esther. Let me see if that's your number. That looks like John's number. That looks like John's number. Okay, just hang on there a second, John. Let me get you. Oh, he's gone. Well, let's keep enjoying this song. Maybe he was just calling to see if Esther had called in yet. We'll finish this song. I'll be right back.
My heart is the love that will never define.
Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ and in God's family, we are forgiven. Praise the Lord, and we will meet someday together in heaven and meet everyone who has joined God's family. I'm going to read in English now Matthew chapter 6 that John had read prior in the show in Swahili. Verse 1, take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. In other words, don't give your alms just to look good before others, but give your alms or your money unto the Lord. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms or give to the Lord, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms or give unto the Lord, give money, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward there when they are seen of men. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen or Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking, the same thing over and over. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask of him. After this manner therefore pray ye. And this now, my brothers and sisters, is the Lord's Prayer. If you know that and would like to say it with me, or you're reading, follow along, let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily breads, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's a prayer in Matthew, and in one way in which he'd like us to say prayers. Verse 14, for if we forgive men their trespasses or their debts, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses or their debts, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward, because men have recognized it. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou not appear unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt or consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt or consume, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light or lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, it looks to me like our friend Esther has called in, and she's going to be reading tonight in John chapter 1. Let's say hello to Esther. We are so glad to have you here, Esther. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So glad to have you here tonight. What a special treat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to read John in Arabic.
And before you do, would you say a short prayer and then start John 1?
Sure, sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let us pray. نشكرك لله في السماء لأنه تجاهل عن كل شيء. الله أفتح قلوبنا وأفتح عين بكان وأفتح أرواح بكان لكي نقدر نسمع كلمة بكان. إلهي أنت يا قادر على كل شيء. كل شيء في يدك الآن. نتكلم مع شيء نفتح نقرأ من إنجيل يوحنا. كون معنا وتتابع معنا لأنه أنت يا إلهي في السماء. بسم فادي يسون سين فالي. كتاب بتاعنا اليوم نلقى إنجيل يوحنا الساعة 1 بيتكلم عن فنقدر أبدأ من 1 بيقول إنه في البيت كانت كلمة وكلمة كان عند الله وكانت كلمة الله هذا كان في البيت وعند الله كل شيء لها كان بغيره ولم يكن شيء ما كان فيها كانت حياة والحياة كان النور الناس والنور يأتي في الظلام والظلام لم تتركها كان الإنسان مرسل من الله اسمه يوحنا هذا جاء ليشهد يشهد للنور لكي يؤمن كل بواسطه ولم يكن هو النور بل ليشهد النور تسعة يقول إنه كان النور حقيقية الذي ينير كل الإنسان أتي إلى العالم كان في العالم والكون العالم به ولم يعرف العالم إلا خاصته جاهة وخاصته لم تقبلها وأما كل الذين قبلوا وأعطاهم سلطانا أن يسيرون أولاد الله هي مؤمنون بيسوس الذي ولده ليس من دم ولا من مشيع جسد ولا من مشيع رجل بل من الله وكلمات سار جسدا وحل بيننا ورأينا مجد المجد كما للواحد منه الأب مملوء بالنعمة والحق يوحنا شاد له نادي قائلا هذا هو الذي قلت أنا إن الذي يأتي بعدي سار القدمين لأنه كان قبلي ومن مال نحن جميعا أخذنا والنعمة فوق النعمة لأنه ناموس بموسى أطاها أما ناموس والحق فيسوع المسيح الله لم يرى أحد قط ابن واحد الذي هو في أثنى الأب وهو قبر يوحنا المعمدان يعلن أن ليس المسيح وهذا يبدأ من 13 وهذا هي الشهادة يوحنا أين أرسل اليهود من أورشليم كهنة ولايين ليسألون من أنت فاحترفوا ولم ينكروا وأفرى إن ليست أنا المسيح وسألوا إذا ماذا لي أنت فقال ليست أنا النبي وأنت فأجاب لا فقال له من أنت؟ نعطيه جوابا الذين أرسلونا ماذا تقول عن نفسك؟ فقال أنا صوت صارخ في البر وقوموا صارخ الرب كما قال أشياء النبي كان المرسلون من الفرنسيين فسألوا وقال له فما بالليك تحمد أن كنت ليس مسيح ولا إليها ولا نبي أجابهم يوحنا قائلا أنا أعمل بما ولكن في وسطكم قائم الذي ليستم تعريفهم وهو الذين يأتي بعدي الذي سارق جميع الذي ليس بمستحق أن حل طير حزنا حزاها هذا كان في البيت عبر في حبر أردن أيضا كان يوحنا يمين يسوع كمل الله وفي القدم نظر يوحنا يسوع مقابلا إليه فقال خذوا كمل الله الذي يرفع خطية العالم وهذا هو الذي قلت عن حياتي بادي ورجل سار قدمي لأنه كان قبلي وأنا لم أكن أعرف لكي لا يفهم إسرائيل لذلك جدد عمد الدماء وشاب يوحنا قائل إني قد رأيت روحا نازلا مثل الحمام من السماء فاستغرى إليها وأنا لم أكن أعرف لكن الذي أرسلني عمد بالماء زاد ذال له الذي ترى روحه نازلا ومستغرى لي هذا هو الذي يعمد بالروح القدس وأنا قد رأيت وشهدت أن هذا هو إن الله نلقى أنا في التلاميذ 35 وفي الغد أيضا كان يوحنا واقفا هو اثنين من التلاميذ ونظر إلى يسوع مشين وقال خذ همي حمل الله فسمعه والتلاميذون يتكلمون وتسبحون يسوع فلتفد يسوع ونظرهما ينتبهون فقال لهما ماذا تطلبان فقال الرب الذي تفسير يا معلم أين تمكن فقال لهم تعالي فقال لهم تعالى انظروا فاتي ونظر أين كان يمكث ومكثنا عند ذلك اليوم كان نهو الساعة العاشر كان أندراوس أخو سمعان بطرس واحد من اثنين الذي سمعوا يوحنا وتابعوا هذا واحد أولاد أخي السمعان فقال له قد وجدنا مسيحا الذي تفسير المسيح فجاء إلى يسوع فنظر إلى يسوع وقال أنت سمعان بن يونا أنت تدع الصفة الذي تمثير بطرس 43 في الغد أراد يسوع أن يخرج إلى الجليل ووجد فيليبوس قال له انتبهني وكان فيليبوس من البيت الصدق في مدينة أندراوس والبطرس فيليبوس وجد أن السيال وقال له وجدنا الذي كنت عن الموسى في الناموس والأنبياء يسوع ابن يوسف الذي من نصر وقال له نسيال آمن من ناصر يمكن أن يكون شيء صالحا قال له فيليبوس تعال وانظر وراها يسوع نسيال مقابلا إليها فقال إنه خذ إسرائيل حقا لا غش فيه وقال له نشيال من أين تعرفين وأجاب يسوع وقال له قبل أن دعك فيليبوس وإنت تحت تيان رأيتك أجاب النياس وقال له يا معلم أنت إن الله أنت ملك إسرائيل أجاب يسوع وقال له هل أمنت أني قلت لك إني رأيتك تحت منيا سوف ترى عظيم من هذا. وذا له حق حق أقول لكم إن الآن تنزلون سماء مفتوح ملاكن الله يهدعون وينزلون على إلا الله. هذا هو كلمة الله. شكرا شكرا لكل من سمع هذا الصوت الليلة. قرأتنا زي ما أنا قلت إنه في إنجيل يوحنا بيتكلم عن اللي قال كان في البيت كان البيت في البيت كانت كلمة والكلمة كان الله وكل الكلمة هو الله. بنقدر نعرف إنه كلمة هو ربنا هو يتكلم شيء هو كلمة وكان هناك من قبل كل شيء. وكلم عن يوحنا يوحنا أرسل ربنا أرسل يوحنا الله أرسل يوحنا كان يجي يتكلم يوري كلام حقيقي يوري كلام حقيقة عشان نقدر نسمع كلام يوحنا بشر أن يسوع قال في زول جاي زول جاي يكلمكم عن الكلام الله يكلمكم عن يسوع يسوع جاي عشان يخلص خطايا بتاعكم عشان يخلص خطايا بتاع العالم عشان يقدر يحفي كل من أخطأ لزول الثاني. قال في زول جاي اسمه يوحنا ويبشركم بالروح القدس وأنا عميدكم بالماء يعني زول. وسألوا إنه من أنت؟ قال أنا ليس نبي وليس ليس من أنبياء وليس من إليا وأنا بعمدكم بالماء فقط. لكن في زول جاي وراي بعمد بالروح هو يسوع المسيح. يسوع المسيح جاء وعمد ناس بالروح القدس زي ما أشاهد الزمن عمد يسوع نزل حمام من السماء على كتفه. إيه بينه هذا هو ابن الله وكلهم اقتنعوا بينه هذا هو ابن الله. شكرا لكم. أنا جراي بكاي يطرح من هنا وممكن أتلاقوا مرة جاي في أسبوع في شهر جاي أنا بنصلي لو سميت هذا الصوت الله يبارك. أنت مرة جاي أسمع صوبة وتقدر عشان تشيل حاجة بسيطة كنت في قلبك لأنه ربنا بيحفينا لما نعرف غلطة بتاعنا. قال الزول الشاطر بزول البارف بارف غلطة بتاعه الزول ما بارف غلطة بتاعه ما بتقدر تتعلم بينه ده كعب وده كويس. عشان كده ربنا يلسون شيء جاي عشان يخلصكم يخلص العالم يخلص كل ما في زول كويس ما في زول كعب كلنا مهنا يا ربنا. ما تقول إلا أنا بجيب كافي حياتي ما عندي فايدة إنه لا لا أنت عندك مهل من ربنا ربنا بحبك كثير. شكرا لكم. جاي نختم كتاب بتاعي كتاب بتاعي نصلي. شكرا إلهي لأنه أنت قادر على كل شيء. شكرا بكل كل كلام اللي كلمنا عن هذا يكون ناس يسمعوا هذا الكلمة كون معهم إلهي باركهم أدين كل الحاجات اللي هم دايرين في قلوبهم أدين كل الفرح كل الفرح وكل الحاجات المتايب اللي كان عندهم في قلوبهم أدين كل الفرح في أسرة بتاعهم في جسمهم وفي هاي حاجة هم قاموا يعملوا إلهي لأنه كلمة بتاعك هو قوي هو بيكلم كثير هو بيورينا كلام حقيقي. شكرا إلهي يسمى سوى نصلي آمين. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, amen. Did you read?
Thank you. I finished. Yeah.
Did you read John 3:16 and then say a salvation prayer?
I
would you do that?
John 1. Which one?
Would you read John 3:16? It's just one verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and then say a salvation prayer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
John 3:16, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Lana, it reads like this. John 3:15. Lana akaza hibalal ala. Ata bazal inna alwahid likay la yulik. Kullu min yawmin bihi bal takun lahu hayal abadiya. Shukran lillah. Ready? Thank you.
Now say a prayer so that people, say a prayer so that people who want to accept Jesus as their Savior could do that now with you.
Okay. Zema Grena fi Johanna, Injil Johanna, bitkalaminu, lano akaza, Rabbana behibbek, lano Allah behibbek al-an. Allah behibbek. زي ما قال في يوحنا 13:3 لأن كذا هب الله العلم أكا أبدات إذن الوحيد لكي يعني كل من يوم بيبدأ يكون لها حياة أبدية إنت عندك حياة أبدية لأن ربنا بحبك وربنا أبدات إذن الوحيد هذا هو إذنه ومادة عشانك for your salvation so today God loves you and he needs you to change your life. Need you to be God's son. Made you because God gave his only son to die because of you. Today, pray in your heart if you hear this voice. Solely, Gula Rabba in Anabadina Silek Ilahi. Hazelium, Anabadina Silek, Baska Gelbi Ashan Adva. Baska Gelbi Ashan Ibna Bitak Mad Ashani. Baska Gelbi Ashan. كل المؤمنين أنا بكون بغير حياتي أنا بكون زي الجديد أنا بكون مولودة جديد أنا بكون معك وبسمع كلام بتاعك بقدر نخدمك في حياتي فعليك لما تكون لسه شاب تخدم ربنا لما تكون كبير برضو تخدم ربنا ربنا لسه دارك لما تقف برضو ربنا بحبك هذا قال عدد ابن الوحيد لك إتي لك أنا وليزول الثاني إتي أم الصلاة صلي ما صلي معي عشان تقدر تلقى لربنا وتحتذر وتقول له يا رب أحفيني اليوم لأنه أنا بارز بيني أنا ابن بتاعك وبيت ابنك الوحيد عشان يموت إنه من أجلي ربنا أحفيني كل المشاكل خطايا بتاعي أنا بجيب زول جديد الآن أنا غيرت حياتي أنا بجيب زول كويس زول بتاع ربنا زول بسمع كلام ربنا أعطيني قوة أعطيني حكمة زي ما سلمان عد سلمان حكمة أعطيني حكمة عشان نقدر أكلم نقدر أوضح نقدر أبشر كلمة بتاع نقدر أربينه والشيء وهلال ربنا كل نحلو سام صوت الآن ليس ما في زول فعل في الدنيا إلا ربنا اللي فيه ما في زول فعل أنا ما سألت ما سأل لكن تقول لربنا بإنه أحفيني الله بقدر يعفيك بقدر تكون زول بتاع ربنا ربنا بعفيك بكل أعمالك إنت ذات عمل ربنا بعفيك لما تعرف بإنه دغلت ما بترجع فيه ربنا بعفيك حياتك ربنا بحب كل ما يوم لأنه لو ما حباك ما كان عداك ابن الوحيد لو ما حباك ما كان حد حياة بتاع جنب بتاعه لو ما حباك ربنا ما كان حد حياة بتاع ليه لأنه نحن خطية دمرنا في الدنيا بقى شعلنا حياة بتاعنا ناس بموت كل ما يوم ناس بموت زي ما أصل في جنوب السودان في السودان ناس كله مات ناس كتير ماتوا ما فقط حياتي من أطفال وناس كبار شيوخ قصص مات لأنه هنا بين ربنا we need God everything we have to خلي الله يحفينا خلي الله يحفينا خطايانا خلي ربنا يا ديار بين ديال بتون خلي نرجع لربنا نرجع لربنا ونركع نقول له يا سوري جود كده فوكس لو انت سامع سعد الصوت الليله تعالي معي وصلي معي من إنجيل يوحنا 3:15. كلنا بنعرفين هذه الآية، كلنا بنقرأ هذه الآية. يكي تعالي وأقرأي معي ورخصي وأقمت عيونك، أقفل عيونك وصلي لربنا اللي في السماء ورخص. خلي مشاكلك كل ورا، خلي مشاكلك يقعد، خلي مشاكلك أقفلهم في شيء وربنا بشيلي. قال أنا هو حق والحياة، مني هو الحق والحياة. وقال هو يا نور العالم، لو يسوع هو نور العالم انت تكوني هو نور العالم، وانت بتشوف هذا نور عشان تفتح عيونك. هو يا نور العالم، هو يا الصول، يا ذا صول، يا ذا لايت. ربنا بفتح عين بتاعك، ربنا بفتح عيون بتاعك. God love you so much. He gives you this light. He gives you his only son to die because of you. If you are hearing this, open your heart to Jesus Christ. Close your eyes. Follow my good Rabbi. Habetini, shukran bihaza haya. Shukran bihaza lani ibn al-mada shani. Anadir hayal abudi. Anadir shani nagayir na kunzel jadid. أنا دير نكون مولودة جديد، أنا دير نكون زول تاني، أنا دير نكون زول جديد في حياتي، أنا دير نخلي كل المشاكل، أنا دير نخلي كل هزار كان إشتى في العالم، أنا دير نخلي العالم ده يعني إنت يومسي، إنت يومسي، إنت مسيت القرار، إنت وأنا بنقرر حاجة، إنت برضه يا بتقرر لأنه ده أنا ما برجع فيه. وصلر إنه أركع لربنا من دون أنتري أركع له وقول له كل الحاجة يا رب أنا ليزي، أساعدني عشان نقدر نرخص يا عادي، أساعدني عشان نخلي حياة الكعبة، أساعدني عشان نخلي حياة اللي أنا فيه ده يا رب. كون معي الآن إلهي لأني لقيت الإله القديم. صلي معي وقول يا رب، يا رب هديت ابنك وحيد عشان يموت بالأجلي، حسد أنا نجيب فتحت قلبي، فتحت روحي، فتحت كل الأفكار عشانك. خش في حياتي، ما في إبليس عنده حق في حياتي، ما في إبليس بقدر يدمر حياة بشاي، ما في إبليس بقدر يدمر حياتي. كون معي الآن، كون معي يا ربي، كوري لربنا. صلي بالصوت أركعي وكلم وقول له أنا يا رب كل اللي أنا عملته أعفيني وكون معي الآن وخط بضميرك. صلي بكل قوتك، بكل حياتك، بكل فكرة أفكار بتاع عشان ربنا يقدر يسامحك. شكرا لكم هذا اليوم يوم السبت، وربنا يبارككم جميعا، وربنا يديكم كلمة بتاعه، يبشركم برادرة، يبشركم بكلمة بتاعه، لأنه كلمة ده مكتوب. نحن كلنا دارين حياة لابدية، دارين حياة صالة، دارين حياة بتاع رب، دارين يغيروا يكون ناس جداد، دارين كلمة بتاعه. كون معنا شهر الجاي نفس الموعد، نبغى نتكلم نقرأ كتاب تاني. كون معنا، thank you so much.
Thank you, dear Lord, for our blessed sister, yes. Esther. Lord, we
thank
pray
you.
That you would
thank
protect
you.
Her and be with her and keep her and preserve her to be the voice of God throughout the mm-hmm. Arabic world. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You, Esther, so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, my friends, I'm still with you, and we're going to worship together in How Great is Our God. We were just blessed with Sister Esther, who spoke the book of John and then gave the salvation prayer in Arabic. So if you have friends who speak Arabic and want to hear the word of John in their native tongue, you can play this radio show. We have English, Arabic, and Swahili on this show, and the Arabic is in the latter portion. So let's listen together and worship the Lord. How great is our God. And please stay tuned. I'll be right back with you. Praise the name of the Lord as God continues his miracles and great works to get the word of God out around the world so that every man, woman, and child will have opportunity to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, all while learning English. Let's just worship together. Lord, I lift your name on high. And stay with me. I'll be right back.
Your praises,
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are coming to the end of another great, wonderful show of readings in the great book, the greatest book of all time, the Bible. And one of those sub-books in the book of the Bible is John. Another is Matthew. And we've been reading from those books tonight. We're going to close in prayer. Let's close in prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for the wonderful opportunity of sharing the good news around the world while people are learning English. They're also learning the greatest history of all mankind in all the world, in all the universe. And Lord, we are so grateful for those who've come to know him as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray a protective hedge around them. Lord, that you would continue to protect them, bless them, anoint them, and help them to learn to share the good news with others, that others may come to know the salvation gift that will get them the entrance into heaven. Lord, and we pray that you will help them, bless them to find jobs or ways to sustain their families, and that you would help them to join together and find those who could share in the scripture together, reading, meditating, and praising the Lord. We pray for healing, Lord, of those who may be sick, afflicted, or oppressed. Lord, we know that Satan's using his trick of oppression. Lord, we just bind that spirit of oppression and loose the power of your angels, Lord, to set your people free. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my friends around the world, I'm so glad you've been able to be with us tonight. Remember, you can listen to all my shows 24/7. Just go in on your computer or your iPad or your cell phone on the internet to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Once you get into the website, it's Lenning School Watch. That's L-E-N-N-I-N-G, Lenning School Watch. And you can scroll down and look for shows that maybe we'll have your language, but all shows have English. So if you're trying to learn English, that's our connective language here. So you should be able to listen to any of them. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless you. And remember, God loves you. And so do I. Thanks for being with us. Until next time, this is your host, Diane Lenning. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.